All right. It is 7:09 p.m. Calling the roll. Commissioner Forehand. Commissioner Murr.
Here.
Commissioner Reyno-Ogden. Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
And Chairman Franek.
Here.
And can I get a motion and then a second to allow Commissioner Reyno-Ogden and Commissioner Murr to participate virtually?
I move so.
I can.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
Going.
All right, Commissioner Reyno-Ogden and Commissioner Murr, you guys are feel free to participate.
Thank you.
Allow me to vote.
Okay.
Second.
And we'll need one more motion just for allow them to vote. Can I get a motion in a second to allow Commissioners Reyno-Ogden and Commissioner Murr to vote?
I so.
I'll second.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
And Chairman Franek?
Aye.
All right.
Public comments. There are members in the public here, but they're here on their business. Did we receive any emails or anything else via social media comments?
We did not.
Approval of meeting minutes for August 22nd. Any questions or comments? I see no questions or comments. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
I don't think David Reyno-Ogden was at that meeting.
I did not vote.
So he cannot vote.
Okay, preservation of the historic preservation awards. This is the good stuff. It's to honor and recognize and celebrate homeowners in the preservation. We have awards to give out for 2 years. Let me go through them in chronological order. For 2023, the first is the Streetscape Compatibility Award, which is presented to Andrew and Laura Natruck of 210 Gale for the construction of their new garage, which architecturally matches their 1895 Victorian home. It's quite extraordinary. Do any of the other commissioners have any thoughts? We've already voted to grant the award, so we've already got that kind of baked into the process, but if you have any other thoughts, congratulations. Now would be the time.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Nice, really nice.
Next, the 2023 Renovation Awards presented to William and Jennifer Dugan of 727 Keystone for the construction of their rear addition, which expands and blends in seamlessly with their original home. That's a little hard to see where the addition started. It's really an exceptional job. Does anyone have any further comments? Seeing none, let's move on. 2023, the Laurel McMahon Restoration Award is presented to Keith Strom and Lisa Rodriguez of 823 Keystone, the replacement of the entire cedar clapboard siding, new roof shingles and restoration of the original front porch, which had been removed by the previous owner in 1937, pursuant to a photograph taken approximately 1900. The Laurel McMahon Award is named for a longtime preservation advocate and our first commission chair, is presented for an outstanding achievement in restoring the exterior of a structure to its original design and condition by repairing and replacing the original architectural detail and materials. And this is one of the premier awards we give. It's an exceptional job. It really is. You guys really should be heartily congratulated. Having an older home ourselves, I can tell you that it's not always easy. Both, we are lucky that we have artisans in this area to call upon who are experienced in doing such work and can provide guidance, but at the same point in time, it's something that requires a lot of patience, a lot of diligence, and not an inconsiderable investment of time, money, and other psychology. So, again, congratulations.
And patience.
Yes, indeed. Any other thoughts?
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's really a great job. We have a plaque for you. You also have this handy-dandy metal sign that you could place in your front yard. In the past, we have had recipients that were so enthralled with the sign, they requested that they keep it permanently. I leave that to others as to whether either you want it or they want to give it to you. But again, please accept our congratulations.
Appreciate it. I have a question. Do you announce these in a way that, like, in Oak Park, you know what I mean? They've got a whole, like, a writer that just does all that architecture. So people understand the job that you guys do, you know what I mean? That you're with these awards. And that Roland Gann gets her credit, too, for the job that she's done over the years. So I'm just curious if you do anything like.
It goes in the Village newsletter. It's on the website. It's pretty much what we do.
Okay.
From my side, I do think there's an expectation that this will go to the Village Board for highlighting.
So I just like the Wednesday Journal. You know what I mean? They do like a lot of highlights and that type of stuff for the different awards. But I think they do more of the Oak Park thing than the State Reporters, but like it would bring more light to the jobs that you guys do. I would think not so much. I don't need any more people going by our house looking at, you know, whatever.
Sure. No, it's a great idea. I think in terms of the Wednesday Journal, I think there are some folks who might suggest that the Wednesday Journal has become even more Oak Park centric recently. So
I just want to say that first of all, we very much appreciate the recognition. It was a lot of hard work. I definitely was the one with the initial vision, because as I mentioned, when we walked in the house the first time with the realtor after it had been vacant for almost 2 years and almost foreclosed, I thought it was beautiful and it had such potential. And Keith and our realtor thought I was that, you know what, crazy. And it took us 6 months to get the house because of the foreclosure, almost foreclosure situation, but we waited it through. And Keith was so phenomenal on staying on top of the contractors, keeping them on task, on budget, and getting the job done the right way, that I can only take the credit of the vision and helping with the money. He had the vision of the tenacity to see us through. So it's really, and he was the one who pushed for the porch, and I was like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. The front's ugly, but he's like, no, the porch has to go back. And now that it has.
There's no point in having a house without a porch.
Yeah. He was the man with the vision for the porch, and after it was there, I was like, okay, this house cannot have that. It has to have a porch, so he's definitely this guy. So,
yeah, back in the day, most houses had some kind of porch, and what that did is there are a lot of social historians who would suggest that fostered a sense of community because you saw your neighbors.
Right.
Well, a classic example is down in Riverside when Frederick Law Olmsted was paid to design it as the first commuter suburb anywhere in North America in the 1850s by some investors who magically found a way to extend the railroad spur line for the benefit of their new community. He designed some of the streets in the older areas where the streets were sunken, because he felt that people sitting on their porch shouldn't have their views obstructed by people passing in carriages and on horses. And that's a level of attention to detail and appreciation of what you get with the porch that has since been passed. And now people kind of, many folks have fences and they kind of huddle in their fenced in backyards.
Yeah, I'd say they put the porch on the back now, you know what I mean? So they're all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a different way of looking at things. It's neither right nor wrong. It's just a different time. But one of the things that anyone who owns an older home, with few exceptions, can have has more than one story of the first time they walked in, saw something, and were shocked. In our instance, my wife and I noticed that when we walked into our home, which was built in 1915, the ceiling was a bright pink. Because, hey, you know.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Must have been on sale. And they were breaking the mold. None of this white or light blue. Let's go for the pink. So, in any event, again, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
The final award is the. That's the plaque. All right.
That is
much
nice.
Appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you also have to invite us off the team.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's true.
Actually, when I thought about them, you know, and I made the first contact with Keith, we sat on the front porch that morning. And Lisa, you were going suburban. Yeah. Without that porch, I don't think we would have had a good conversation.
Right. Not that front porch, I don't think we'd be here actually. So.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is that you may have noticed a number of people who file applications for awards also detail the extensive work they've done on the interior. Our charge is only as to the exterior.
Right.
And I don't think, frankly, people want, and I know that we want to pass judgment on whatever people want to do with their with their best lifestyle on the inside. That's up to everyone individually. The final award we're giving tonight is the 2024 Renovation Award, presented to Alex Milling and Bob Dolhide of 1411 Keystone for the construction of their rear addition, which expands and blends in seamlessly with their original home, as well as the restoration of exterior facade details, sort of one of the other prior awards. They've really done an exceptional job. It's almost impossible to tell where the original footprint ended and the new footprint has been expanded. So it's good stuff. Does anyone have any further thoughts about any of the awards? Okay, then moving on. Discussion regarding the promotion of the forest architecture and history.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Be well. Congratulations again.
Feel free to grab a sign or I can drop it off at a later date. Whatever's easiest for you guys.
You'll pop it into for us in a proper spot?
I'll stomp it down. You tell me where.
That's good. We'll grab it.
Yeah.
By the way, the having us all over for the front porch, that's on the back side in the fine print.
Yeah. Okay.
pizza oven in the back, so we might eat on the front, but cook in the back.
There you go.
Great.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Again, take care. Be well. And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion regarding motion river forest architecture history. Any thoughts?
I was thinking about the online, we have posted those. We have a couple of videos that Al Popowitz created, and I don't think that those have been mentioned in the newsletters. I don't know the last time they've been mentioned. So you know, every few years, we should probably refresh people's.
Yeah, especially if we have a lot of new people moving into the village.
Yeah, sure.
Might be a nice introduction.
Yeah. Yeah. So then there's, and so yeah, and then I think there's another, is there another one or something? But anyway, I thought maybe we could just get that out there.
Makes sense.
Now, there is another thing, you know, we did present at the library years ago, and we had a spring and his note cards. I don't know that he's up to do it.
Yeah, I perhaps not.
But you know what? I think what he did is on YouTube. And I think he did. Yeah, so that takes me.
Brian, you've been silent.
Yeah, no, not didn't want to interfere with the ceremony for the awards, but fully agree that everything looks amazing.
Yeah, it really does. Next, discussion of additional ways to protect some properties. Excuse me. Additional ways to protect significant properties. Any thoughts?
Yeah, maybe just getting the awards published and encourage people to keep up their foundations.
Yeah, agreed.
I think definitely maybe changing maybe a big bold somewhere, another bold that we, long story short, we don't necessarily care about the interior of your home, but say it politely.
Yeah.
And maybe on the social media. It's, yeah.
Because I see people say, well, I don't want people looking at the interior. What if they don't like the pink ceiling and
the
purple bathroom?
The blue toilet that was in one of the applications. Yeah.
You know, are they all going to come and, you know, dress through my house and nothing?
Yeah,
I spend the time cleaning. And
I think one of the things that happens is when people do a renovation, it shows tremendous pride of place, pride of ownership. And I think when people want to show everything they've done, and most people honestly do stuff on the interior, that's going to impact them more than much of the exterior. But again, our charge is only with respect to the exterior. So, if people want to show us, that's fine. But if they want, I would probably, rather than kind of tamp down on that, I would probably opt personally and on just one vote in this to, if someone basically presents an application that's solely interior, then we could, politely refer them to the ordinance that basically says we're exterior only.
Maybe there's a way of phrasing, although we, he's just the exterior that we are evaluating. We welcome, any renovations you've done, interior or exterior.
Thank you.
Yeah, send those photos. Because it may be just exactly what I was looking for my house.
Okay. Other business. I have one thing, and that is, I'm sure many of you have seen, the Winslow House.
It's on the market.
Auvergne is up on the market.
Mm-hmm.
It is regarded by many architects and historians as, Frank Lloyd Wright's first commission as an independent architect that reflects his incipient development of the Prairie School, as well as the influence of Louis Sullivan, his mentor. Filigree on the outside, which is really pronounced in the back of the house, as well as, you see pictures of the inside, there's a screen sort of in front of the angle that's wooden, that's just jaw-dropping. Same kind of thing in terms of filigree work. So the current owners who moved here from Boston, he is an architect of note, and viewed it as not only a project, but a preservation effort worth conducting. apparently all of the systems have been replaced and several other things have been restored and updated. It's an extraordinary property. It's quite possibly the most significant property in the village by a long shot. And they are only to be congratulated for their efforts in saving it when some folks had thought about purchasing it. And there were rumors that folks wanted to purchase the lot, subdivide it, and construct additional residences on the site. So stay tuned for what happens, but it is it is on the market.
Yeah, it looks like it's contingent already, but believe it or not. I'm looking at it now, good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's if you want the price is very doable for a home of that property.
Agreed.
It's something that it's apparently in absolutely move-in shape because a lot of the stuff that's not sexy, namely dealing, replacing the driveway in a way with permeable materials so that it's not only functional, but the water will drain off of it, and replacing the systems and doing things to update the coach house. All of those things are, that's something you do because you love the act of doing it and you love architecture, as opposed to knowing that you're going to get some intrinsic thrill every time you take a look at the buried pipes of the walls. So it's, you know, major applause for the owners doing that. Any other business? Well, is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Commissioner Murr.
Yes.
Commissioner Rayno Ogden. Commissioner Graham White.
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Yes.
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
And Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:32.